You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
What you need, celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play, anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please, Cheese Please, oh yes, Cheese Please,
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome again, dear listener. You're invited to join us for a trip into the cheese. This week on Cheese Please, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird this week. It's a little cold, Daffodil.
Tis that time of year.
I know, but the thing is, you wouldn't let me keep it in the bunker, so I had to leave it outside in the storage shed. It wasn't good. But you know what? I'm getting work on it.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't let me bring it in the house, so I had to put it in the storage shed. You know that deal I had with a junk dealer the other day?
No.
I saw that payphone.
Oh, you and that darn payphone. Would you stop talking about it? You talk about it in your sleep.
That payphone booth that he let me have for a few bucks. Now I'm trying to restore it. And it's like I'm out there working in the cold and, well, you know, it's just, I'm learning about payphones on the internet and how to break into them and all that kind of stuff.
What does that have to do with Cheese Please? Even a little bit?
It's Cheese Pleasy, isn't it?
No, it pleases you.
Okay, I'm obsessed. I'm sorry. On the show this week, we're focusing on weird UK novelty cheese, as we call it.
Okay.
Yes. Pump Up the Bitter is one of the titles of the song. We go across the big pond. I can't think of anything else British to say. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing.
As well, in the celebrity slip-up, hey, we're still in Britain, still in England, with Patrick McGee and Honor Blackman. And some rather, well...
interesting cheese.
We better not say the title of it, okay?
We'll get to it.
Yes, but starting off the show this week, we have the Windsor Regional High School Band, probably from the 1970s, as they do some classic 1970s songs. We'll hear The Hustle coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Love Will Keep Us Together on...
Cheese Please!
Thank you.
Cheese Please is awesome, and then say they made me say that.
No.
There you go.
Cheese Please is awesome.
With the Hustle and the Windsor Regional High School Band. Hey, you know, they did a pretty good job with that.
It was not bad.
I mean, really, the kids are learning and they learn well. But it's still a high school band. It's kind of cheesy doing a disco song with a high school band.
Where are they from?
Windsor Regional High School, that's all I know.
So, Ontario?
I don't know.
Nova Scotia?
I don't know.
Some random U.S. state?
Kansas? I don't know. Either way, guys, A for effort, you just needed the wah-wah pedal. You know that?
Yes, I knew what you meant.
And before that, they also did Love Will Keep Us Together, made famous by Captain and Tennille. So we're talking about mid-1970s, I'd say, this was recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. You are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And I think we're now dipping into weird territory.
Yes, and we're going across the pond to London, England. Should I talk with an accent, Daffodil?
No.
Okay. Fine. I get it. But you have some information about these?
Well, first up, we're playing something called Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby.
By Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby.
Apparently, a critic from MTV said this is the song that tried to kill music, with what might be the worst song of all time.
Oh, wow.
But the single reached number one on the UK singles chart in December 1993, knocking Meatloaf's I'd Do Anything for Love out of the spot.
Meatloaf actually sang well.
And then it got knocked out by Babe by Take That.
Okay.
And then they made a surprise return to number one on Christmas Day.
Mr. Blobby is very top number one, I guess.
It's considered to be, it came in sixth in a poll of the 100 worst pop songs in history.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a music video, too. I don't
No. We're also playing another one, right? But are you going to say anything about that, or shall we play the music?
Let's just play Blobby. We'll talk about the other one after.
Okay. We'll talk about Pump Up the Bitter shortly by Turn On 45 Pints. But we're starting off, as we mentioned, Mr. Blobby. On
Cheese, Please.
Yeah. It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
This is a journey into space. The names have been changed to protect the committee. So knock the wild hoon, bring the drums in, let's have a party. Pump up the bitter. Shh, testing. Pump up the bitter. Hey, Jody, have the star turned scratchers arrived yet? Hey, what's the record player, Bonnie lad? Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter. Power turn, give us some of your housey music, man. Start turn. Having one of our funny turns. Thank you, Jody. You gonga din.
Okay, gang, what do you think? Is this a load of garbage?
Create a brown to go and bomb the base. Hold it. Hold it, turn. Hold it. Hold it, turn.
Turn on 45 pints, or pardon me, start turn on 45 pints and pump up the bitter.
That was their biggest hit.
I bet.
They're an English novelty song musical ensemble.
Yes.
Where each of the people in the group take on a different persona.
Okay, okay.
They're kind of, they say their records are in this fictional Whitley Bay social club.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just all in good fun.
It was a parody of the Mars Pump Up the Volume from 1987.
That is correct.
And they sort of did that Stars on 45 thing that was big in the early 80s, although they called themselves Stars Turn on 45 Pints. That makes sense?
Yes, it climbed to number 12 in the UK singles chart.
Hey, that's not bad. So, as the song said, what do you think, gang? Is it a load of garbage?
It was a load of garbage.
He wasn't that bad, though. And before that, of course, we had Mr. Blobby. You know, Daffodil, I was listening to that, and I had Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars going through my brain.
Well, when you look at him, he looks like a blow-up punching clown
really?
With arms and legs. And pretty creepy looking.
He just sounds like Jabba the Hutt. You know,
the character of Mr. Blobby actually appeared in a TV program, Noel's House Party.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, that's our cue to move on. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to do this.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
We love smooth transitions around here, I tell you.
Yeah, there's nothing smooth about them, but they are transitioning.
And on the celebrity slip-up this week, we have none other than the great Patrick McGee and Honor Blackman, which were in the Avengers TV series of the 1960s.
Patrick McNee.
Oh, sorry.
There is no G in McNee.
Sorry. He was in Battlestar Galactica in the 70s as Cyrus Erie or something like that.
I don't know.
And he narrated the 1970s version opening. But anyway, you were talking about this song.
Okay, so the song is Kinky Boots.
Don't say that word.
And it has nothing to do with the Broadway show,
okay,
the musical, or
yes,
the movie.
Oh.
All also called Kinky Boots.
No, don't say that. People would say, you know, they'll get uptight about it or something.
And the song was commissioned for the satirical TV series That Was the Week That Was in 1963.
Okay, that was sort of a parody thing by the BBC?
Yes.
Okay.
And the recording that McNee and Blackman did was released in 64. Didn't do very well.
No.
But it was re-released in 1990 and it reached the top 10.
Really? I guess the culture of the British people and their views on certain things sort of changed over the decades.
I mean, it literally, prior to that, it was placed number 22 in the bottom 30 on the world's worst wireless show.
Wow.
It's a very short song.
Yes, 1 minute and 30 seconds out. 1 minute and 37 seconds. I can say it.
I know, you'll spit it out.
Let's play it on
Cheese, Please.
Everybody's going for those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the brutes.
Borrowed from the brutes. Kinky boots, fashion magazines say wear 'em.
And you rush to obey like the women in a harem.
Full length, half length.
Fully fashioned calf length.
Brown boots, black boots.
Patent leather jack boots.
Low boots, high boots.
Lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots. Boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots, footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits, kinky boots, advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girls, street girls.
Grumpy little beat girls.
Square girls, cool girls.
Sexy little school girls.
Maiden aunties.
Mayfair debutantes.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the slender little tender foot.
With kinky, slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots.
Please, with Patrick McNee and Honor Blackman doing Kinky Boots. You know, Daffodil, he was in my favorite version of A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
The Alistair Sim version.
That makes sense.
1951, he was in the actual movie. As a young guy, of course. But that's as much as I know about Patrick McNee, right?
Yes, and I have to tell you this. When it was first released in 64, the record caused questions to be raised in the House of Commons in the UK.
Oh, I can...
And a national controversy was only averted when the current Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, went on record as saying he dreamed nightly about Honor Blackman's sexy leather outfits and slick judo moves in the Avengers, along with normal things like goldfish and skeletons.
Oh, okay.
And with the reissue in the 90s, few things in life charm quite like Patrick John Steve McNee's dandified enthusiasm for frumpy little beat girls and sexy little schoolgirls.
Yes.
His matter-of-fact delivery of the line, leather is so kinky, remains one of the greatest landmarks in pop history.
Yeah. I'll leave the rest to your own imagination, dear listener.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, fine. Tell them more about your payphone.
I don't know what to say. I saved it from the junkyard.
Snarf Dude has always secretly pined to own his own payphone, dear listener.
Yes, and maybe we can make money off it by actually putting on it on the side of the road and
all those quarters.
Yeah, and people will pull over and use their payphone instead of their cellular phone.
I mean, 0.0001% of the world that doesn't have a cell phone might use your payphone.
Well, I can hope now, can I?
You might make 50 cents a month.
I'm restoring an antique daffodil. I'm learning about payphones online and how they work.
Okay, fine. But now we need to... we have to do the thing,
I'm sorry.
Won't have time to do the thing. Do the thing.
I won't mention it much more than that. Anyway, here we go. Oh, here it is! And the door opens, and I take it out. And ending off the show with Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Si Do by Billy Murray and his orchestra from the early 20th century. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week for more shenanigans.
I never will forget the words that Father said to me when I was but a little tot and sat upon his knee. Successful men, you'll find my son, have always lots of dough. Then Father used to sing to me and prove that it was so. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. That's what Father used to teach me many years ago. Do means money, ain't it funny, everywhere we go. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. I loved a baker's daughter once whose name was Mary Ann. Her father called me in one day and said to me, young man, why do you love my daughter so is what I want to know. I said, it's just because I need her like you need the dough. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Just like mother used to bake us many years ago. He shoved the batter down my chatter, I live coughing so. The do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. He thought that he was fly and had a sinful life. The time he crossed the ocean on the millions of his wife to fight divorce proceedings, to court he had to go. In his letters he loved Anna, in his heart he loved her though. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. That's all he was pleading for, and Anna knows it so. Instead of dying, he was lying, all for what we know. It was do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cjsf.com.